We're back here on In Focus, News Radio K-Man, here just before 9:50. Brandon Peoples talking here today with Eileen Wong. She's the curator here for the Art of Democracy Symposium. David Proctor, director of the Center for Engagement and Community Development, as they're hosting this next Thursday all day at K-State, the Art of Democracy Symposium. And we've talked a lot about the Black Klansman showing and the speech by Kevin Wilmot, but there's a whole host of activities going on the whole day. And let's highlight some of those if we could.
Hey, Brandon, can I just chime in? Mm-hmm. I just want to say that I'm a curator at the Beach Museum of Art.
Okay.
And David is the organizer of the Art of Democracy Symposium as the director of the Center for Community Engagement and Community Development.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Yeah, so there's we wanted to keep this to a one-day event, but I can tell you that it was a little bit of a challenge. There are just so many things happening. The day will start, registration will start at 8:30 in the morning, and then it will kick off at 9 o'clock. And I think it's just really an exciting day. There's just such a great variety of events. Everything from performance to research being reported. So, for example, we'll have a keynote address, as we mentioned in the previous segment, from Lynette Overby, who's at the University of Delaware. But right after her presentation, we're actually going to have a dance performance from K-State, from our K-State African Ensemble, Drum Ensemble. And they are presenting a performance of a drumming and dance that was choreographed originally and performed originally, highlighting the Ghanaian Independence Day. This is when they received their independence from Great Britain. So then we're also going to talk about other things that I think people can relate to in terms of what's going on with our democracy today. There's going to be a discussion of sort of, you know, what we mean by fake news or alternate facts. There's going to be a presentation on civility and how we can better promote civility in our public discourse. There's really a very interesting presentation that is going to look at some of the that's going to look at the Civil War in the country of Colombia and how they have used art to sort of heal that's going to heal there. I know that actually Eileen is going to present, and I'll let her talk a little bit about her particular presentation, but we're excited about that as well.
Oh, thank you, David. Yes, I am presenting in the Arts in a Democracy session, and I am going to talk about an exhibition that I curated at the Beach Museum of Art last fall, and it's called Culture Mixmaster Zhang Hongtu. And this artist, Zhang Hongtu, grew up in China and lived through the Cultural Revolution, and his art he uses humor and just wit to explore those ideas of, you know, how to voice how you feel under an authoritarian government. So it's something that, you know, got people excited when the exhibition was up. So I'm going to talk about that and talk about how he persisted in having his voice heard and not be silenced under an authoritarian regime.
Wow, that sounds very intuitive there. And that's going to be at 11:30, is that?
That is correct.
Okay. And at the Flint Hills Room. And so, as mentioned, that's just one of many of the events going on here. What does it mean to you to be able to put on something like that, to talk about that?
Oh, it's meaningful to me because this is what I dream of doing, you know, in my job, and is to be able to tell stories of people's experiences elsewhere. And I think that art has an important role to play there, you know, to through art, to let other people kind of imagine being in the shoes of someone in a different culture or living under a different kind of political system, and realize that, you know, there are all these universal human threads that link all of us because we're all human beings. And I want to emphasize, you know, the use of art for developing empathy in people and understanding and tolerance. It's so meaningful to be able to do this kind of work.
Yeah. Well, I want to highlight one thing here. We were talking about during the break. It's happening from noon to one here in the courtyard. It's called What Say Democracy. Well, let's tell us a little bit more about what this is about.
Sure. We're really excited about this particular piece. We've had one of the sort of the co-organizers of this event has been a faculty member in art. He is actually interviewing students in advance of the symposium and asking them just what does democracy mean to you? When you think about democracy today, what comes to mind? And he's recording all of that. He's going to show those videos during the noon hour in the courtyard of the student union. But then he's also going to do some of these interviews live the day of the symposium. So he'll have sort of a catalog of interviews that he's done prior to the event. And then there are folks that are in the student union. If they stop by the courtyard, they may be interviewed. And we're just interested, sort of, you know, in 2019, when people think about democracy, what does that mean to them? What does it include? What does it not include? I think it'll be a very interesting piece to hear on the 21st.
And David and Brandon, I'll just add, because I am familiar with Sri Joklikar's project, he's actually opening it up to asking anyone in the community what they think about democracy. So, you know, he is going to try to represent voices not just from the student population, but also other people in the community.
Okay.
So, you know, everyone, you stop by, visit him, you know.
And don't be afraid to be interviewed.
There. Yes.
That's right.
Real quick, I want to let Eileen talk a little bit about another film screening that's going to be happening the following week on March 28th.
That's right. So the Beach Museum of Art is hosting another film screening, and that's a week from the symposium, so that's March 28th, and it's at 5 p.m., and it is related to the Art of Democracy symposium and theme. So what we're doing is we're bringing filmmaker Dan Chen. He grew up in Manhattan, in fact, and then went on to film school in L.A. He's now based in L.A. And he made two short films, both addressing the experience of being Chinese-American, or Asian-American, I should say. And there are two short films. One will be a film about this actor, Chinese-American actor, who is trying to make it in Hollywood. So it's a comedy, you know, kind of just his adventures being Asian-American in Hollywood. And then the other film is called Ella. And this one is a film about being Asian-American and growing up in a small Midwest town. And those of us who live in Manhattan, when you see the film, you recognize all the locations around Manhattan. And Dan is coming to present the film and also have a conversation after the film screening. And so we're really excited about that. There's a reception. So, you know, we'll have refreshments and food for everyone all throughout the screening. So the reception starts at 5, and the screening will start at 5:30. And this film screening is organized in partnership with the Asian American Student Union at K-State. They're the ones who learned about Dan Chen and approached the Beach Museum of Art to ask if this was something that we could help them organize. So we're really excited to be working with a student organization on this. And the other thing that we're really excited about is that the K-State 48-Hour Film Festival, which is a competition where students have 48 hours to make a film based on some themes, they are having their premier red carpet event the following night, Friday, March 29th, at 6 p.m. And Dan Chen is going to be one of the speakers opening that premier event.
Okay.
And that's open to the public as well.
Very good. We're running out of time here. I'll let you just run down real quick, David, registration for the Kevin Wilmot speaking.
Registration's free. We need people to sign up to make sure that we have enough space in all of these rooms for everybody that wants to come.
Okay. Thank you so much, David Proctor, Eileen Wong, curator for the Beach Museum and director for the Center of Engagement and Community Development here. The Art of Democracy Symposium, March 21st at K-State.
It's 10 o'clock. Blueville's Horticulture Hints is next after CBS News.